8. Welcome to your Tuesday morning. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. And if you are only just turning on your radio, you're with Mike in the Morning, and not just me alone, because Mr. Chapman is in the house. Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing Fame.
It's Poosday morning.
Let's get bumper stickers made, t-shirts made for this very thing. The world's first and only dedicated to plumbing focused radio chat. I think it's brilliant. And Barry has, he's already established himself as a local celebrity of sorts. And I think your profile only continues to grow week on week, Barry. So full credit.
Well,
full
only marks. Because of your good graces,
What can I say? This is a growing town, the growing needs of the town, and plumbing is foundational. We don't think of it often if you're not in the plumbing sector. It's kind of background until the stuff hits the fan.
It is a very, very neglected sector of your household, and you don't actually realize how important it is until it's too late.
Well, look, we're going to try and put it front of mind, and in particular because we are now in a colder time of the year, winter, what passes for winter on the KZN North Coast.
Right, 12 degrees is really cold.
That is true. Hey, look, we don't have the frost on the grass and, frozen bird bath in the morning.
Well, at 12 degrees, it might as well be frosty. us coastal oaks,
when you've acclimatized to the balmy KZN North Coast, 12 is that's fresh. But also, it takes its toll on systems, and when it comes to hot water and geysers and the like, there are some things that Barry wants to say, particularly if you are the person who has a holiday unit, a holiday flat, maybe that's not being occupied year-round.
100%. So holiday, short-term rentals, those kind of things. People are misinformed when it comes to solar geysers.
What are they not getting?
So especially solar thermal geysers. So a solar thermal geyser, your geyser vessel is higher than the panel, and the cold water goes into the panel by natural thermodynamics, and it falls down, it heats up in the panel and goes back up into the geyser, creating a thermosiphon. Now, those particular geysers are fantastic when they are utilized every single day.
Okay, so in a normal residential home situation where it's occupied year round, that's a good 100%, option.
100%, because it heats up during the day, the water gets used, it cools down, and it goes through its cycle. Now, we've had multiple instances over the years where people have a solar thermal geyser on a holiday unit or a short term rental, and you get phone calls going, there's hot water spraying all over the place.
Oh.
And you go to site and the geyser is actually boiling because it has got that hot, because there's nothing to be able to manage the flow of the water, the temperature, because the sun is on. It's on. It's heating the water up. There's nothing to turn it off.
Whoa.
So
literally, it gets that
boiling point. 100%.
Oh, my word. I had no idea that these things had the ability to get up to that temperature.
So, and the issue with things boiling like that, you've got all your safety valves and all the things that need to go into your system, but it puts so much undue stress on all those components that your maintenance then starts getting higher and higher and higher.
You can't have too many boiling episodes before something really goes.
So the right application for a property like that is to have a solar system that is pumped. And the reason why I say pumped, yes, it's more to go wrong in the system, but it manages itself a hell of a lot better because it will heat up during the day, and then at night you have on your mobile app on your phone, you have a thing called holiday mode. So if you go away for a couple of days, or the house is vacant for a couple of weeks or whatever, you can whip online anywhere in the world and change the mode of this control unit. And holiday mode, basically during the day the geyser will heat up, and then at night time it turns the pump on and it circulates the water through the solar panel at night to cool the water down so that the system doesn't overheat, so that in the morning you come in and it restarts its thing again. And then when you got guests that are arriving, pop online and you go back, put it back into timer mode. You've got a couple of timers set just in case the day hasn't heated it up hot enough. Timers kicking, element turns on, does its thing. Or you can put it on solar mode only, which just circulates it. So this is the importance of technology. It extends the life of your system.
Wow.
And, you know, at the end of the day, saving you money.
So this is a smart geyser, solar geyser management system, essentially, on a pumped setup.
Yeah. So it's solar thermal is amazing. You have them in the low-cost housing. You see I think probably one of the most prevalent places that you see it is on the side of the road in the low-cost housing areas where you see those big stands with the geyser with the little, almost looks like a bucket standing on top of the thing.
Mm.
That's a low-pressure geyser. That is a thermosiphon unit as well. They are unbelievably efficient. But again, if they're not utilized on a daily basis, the componentry damage to that system can be quite a lot. So yeah, be wise.
if you didn't know, now you do. Again, this is the kind of thing that if you decided, wow, that makes sense, I want to explore this option, probably the best to not try and Google it and do it yourself. You're probably going to create many more headaches and more expenses than you want to. So talking to someone who is an accredited installer, an expert in the field, obviously my special guest, Barry Chapman.
Beautiful.
Chapman Plumbing. These guys know what they're doing. And in particular, you know, if you are managing a property or holiday rental setup, this thing could be the solution to the hot water issues that I'm sure you're dealing with.
I mean, it's as simple as you have your GeyserWise timer. And then there's a module that goes into it that's a Wi-Fi module called GeyserWalla or GeyserWalla Connect. And that gives you access to your geyser, whether it's a solar thermal geyser or a standard geyser that you just want to be able to control, turn on and off, or set timers on it, set the temperature on it. All sorts of stuff can be done via the app. I have clients that they frequently out of town. They jump on the aeroplane in Joburg. Just before they take off, they turn their geyser on.
Remotely.
And by the time they get home, their hot water's on. Those people, by being able to control their water on and off remotely, they've saved 700-800 rand a month in electrical expenses because they've now been able to go, this is when I need hot water.
Yeah.
That I don't need hot water then. So I am now in control of this.
Never mind the savings on the wear and tear on this system and, you know,
100%.
Future repair bills and maintenance costs. That's it's smart, man. If you can do it, do it. And Barry, thanks for giving us some education on a Tuesday morning, man.
Beautiful.
This is what it's all about, you know, just giving you some usable stuff. If it applies to you, now you know. If it doesn't, well, don't worry. There's some music coming your way right now. And Barry, let's connect again for a Tuesday chat next week, my brother. Wishing you a chilled Tuesday.
Have a fantastic week ahead. And to the rest of the listeners, go down to the beach. It's unbelievably amazing.